Hello and welcome to the CSFL Hub podcast. I'm your host as always, Kyle. Today we'll be going over our week 6 slate of games. Just one more week of regular season action in the MSFL. Just 2 more weeks of regular season action in the CSFL. So things are starting to take shape as we gear up for what should be an exciting postseason and final regular season run. So let's go ahead and hop right into it. So first game of the weekend, we had Penn versus Navy. Navy won this one 42-14. My player of the game is senior running back Alex Tota. He finished the game with 110 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. So with this win, Navy does secure the South Division title, and they will represent the South Division in the CSFL championship game. This one, you know, they won it with the recipe that they've used, you know, pretty much all season. You know, play good defense and run the rock with Alex Tota leading the charge. Like I said, the dominant senior running back had over 100 rushing yards with 3 rushing touchdowns. You know, when it's all said and done, Alex Tota is going to be, you know, one of the more impressive running backs to ever come through that program there. He had to wait his turn behind a lot of guys, as I've mentioned before. But now that he is undoubtedly the lead ball carrier in that stable of guys that they have, he is not disappointed. And, you know, he'll be remembered for the things that he did on the field for that team and, you know, the performances he's put up in the CSFL. And he should finish his senior campaign strong and should be, you know, one of the front runners for some potential league awards, as well as the awards we do here at CSFL Hub as well. So big ups to Mr. Tota as he led Navy to a dominant win in this one. That being said, there were some other guys who contributed offensively. Junior quarterback Brandon Atwood had a solid day throwing a rock. He had 101 passing yards with 1 passing touchdown. No huge performances from the receiving core. Didn't get a lot of Andrew Margiotta in this one, but more than enough running the ball for Navy to take this one. Defensively, senior linebacker Paul Kuehler and junior linebacker Jack Costigan, they both had 8 tackles apiece for Navy to help slow down that Penn offense. Navy hits the road next week to visit Alderson Broaddus as they look to continue this impressive winning streak. Other side of this one, Penn started out strong, you know, had it close early in the game, early in the first quarter, but just could not keep pace with this vaunted Navy defense and offense. Senior quarterback Andrew Paolini, he had another productive day. He had 207 passing yards with 2 touchdowns, did throw 2 interceptions, however. Paolini has been the most impressive player for the entire Penn team. So to see him continue to do things, you know, despite the adversity that they've been facing up front, sometimes being outmatched is just a testament to the type of player that he is. He was also the team's leading rusher on the night. He added 51 yards on the ground. Freshman wide receiver Brandon Graves and sophomore wide receiver Jake Wang continue to show how dynamic they can be as a duo of wide receivers. Graves finished with 7 receptions for 91 yards, and Wang added 9 receptions for 80 yards. So, 2 totally different playing styles from the wide receiver position, 2 totally different body types, but both dudes get it done week in, week out. And, you know, they are 2 of the better receivers in the CSFL and should produce a lot of production for Penn offenses for years to come. Sophomore linebacker Jake Insira led the way for Penn on the defensive side of the ball. He added 12 tackles with 2 tackles for loss. Penn heads home next week to close out their season against Mansfield. Our next one over the weekend was Chestnut Hill versus Cornell. Cornell won this one 28-14. My player of the game was senior quarterback. Excuse me, that was my puppy. My player of the game was senior quarterback Xavier Martinez. He finished with 174 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and he added 1 rushing score as well. Cornell wins this one. This is their first win of the season, again, behind the impressive performance from Xavier Martinez, one of his better games of his career. 174 for 3 touchdowns. Also added that rushing touchdown. So 4 touchdowns for the senior on senior night. Definitely one of the better performances from him since he's been the head of the helm at Cornell. Junior running back Ralph Florenville, he led the team in rushing with 68 yards. And then senior wide receiver Colton Kotecki had probably the best game of his career. He finished with 4 receptions, 416 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So big, big day for the senior wide receiver. I'm not sure he's had a game that big in his career. So definitely something, you know, Cornell will look to build off of to finish out the season. On the defensive side of the ball, senior defensive back Ross Halpern had 10 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss with a sack. And senior defensive lineman led the way up front for Cornell. Senior defensive lineman Zach McPherson led the way up front for Cornell with 9 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, and 0.5 sack. Cornell hits the road next week as they go visit Caldwell. Chestnut Hill continues to search for their first win of the season. Sophomore quarterback C.J. Small was the more effective of the two quarterbacks who did play for Chestnut Hill. Small threw for 90 yards and a touchdown late in the game to help hemorrhage that bleeding. Sophomore running back Ira Bain led the team in rushing with 44 yards and 1 touchdown. And on the defensive side of the ball, senior linebacker Ryan Jakeman and junior linebacker Jonathan Oyster led the way for the Griffins defense with 7 tackles apiece. Sophomore defensive lineman Dennis Cranston did his thing up front for the Griffins. He had 6 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and 0.5 sack. So Cornell managed to get their first win of the season in this one, while Chestnut Hill is still searching for theirs. Chestnut Hill heads back home next week to welcome St. Thomas Aquinas to Philadelphia for their last home game of the season. Next up, we have Caldwell versus St. Thomas Aquinas. Caldwell won this 120-6. My player of the game is sophomore linebacker Andrew Coughlin. He finished the game with 10 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 2.5 sacks, and 1 forced fumble. Despite having an uncanny amount of turnovers for the Caldwell offense, they still managed to secure the W. Senior quarterback Frank DeMio, he threw for 149 yards, 2 touchdowns with 3 interceptions. Like I said, definitely unusual amount of interceptions. Unusual amount of turnovers for the Caldwell offense as a whole, but that's definitely a testament to the St. Thomas Aquinas defense. But nevertheless, Caldwell still got the W. Freshman running back Devin Turner, who's been one of the more impressive freshman running backs in the CSFL, he finished the night with 126 yards and 1 touchdown. Turner is, you know, one of the better backs in the league despite being a freshman. So definitely strong running back Caldwell has on their hands who should be able to give them production for years to come. Like I said, sophomore linebacker Andrew Coughlin led the day for the defense, had a monster game, 5 tackles for loss is a career high for Coughlin in his young career. So Caldwell took this one and they head back home next week to get ready for Cornell. Flip side of this one, we have St. Thomas Aquinas. They had some good things in this game, like the return of sophomore quarterback Ryan Kenny, but ultimately it was not enough to secure the W. Kenny had been absent from the lineup for a few weeks, so it's good to see him return. His return, he threw 441 yards, 1 touchdown with 1 interception. A sophomore quarterback, Hassan Blakeney, who, you know, while Kenny was out, continued to produce despite some of the woes at quarterback. He finished this one with 5 receptions for 73 yards and 1 touchdown. Blakeney's continued to prove that he is one of the more reliable wide receivers in the CSFL despite the struggles that they've had at quarterback the last few weeks. Sophomore linebacker Chris Jones led the team in tackles with 12. And freshman defensive back Eric Campbell, who forced some turnovers last week and won Special Teams Player of the Week, he had another interesting day on the defensive side of the ball. He finished with 2 tackles and 2 interceptions. So I think that's 3 interceptions for the freshman in just 2 weeks. So definitely showing he could be one of the more dynamic defensive guys in the league. You know, he has given up some big catches, you know, has You know, not the best completion percentage where targeted, but he continues to force turnovers. So there's definitely some value there. And, you know, he's going to be a guy who should be interesting to watch as he continues to mature. So definitely big ups to him and the things he's doing for the St. Thomas Aquinas defense. Stack hits the road next week to go take on Chestnut Hill. Our next game on the slate is Mansfield versus Army. Army took this one 54-6. My player of the game is senior wide receiver Donovan Mannion. Finished the game with 4 receptions, 407 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Army scored early and often to put things out of reach in this one. Junior quarterback Mikhail Wilkie threw for 255 yards with 3 touchdowns. And Wilkie, week in, week out, has just proven, you know, how dangerous this Army offense can be when they have a legitimate quarterback at the helm. And, you know, he's definitely better than the last 2 or 3 guys they've had at that position. And it's showing, you know, in some of these scoring differentials. So Wilkie is definitely, you know, one of the causes of that. So it's nice to see him, you know, be able to produce in a quarterback-friendly offense. 8 Army ball carriers contributed to their 163 yards on the ground. So definitely a successful day running a rock for the Army offense as well. As mentioned, Donovan Mannion had a big day, 4 receptions, 107 yards, 3 tutties for the star senior wide receiver. You know, he's one of the 1A or 1B best wide receivers in the league. So it's always good to see him produce and be one of the catalysts for this Army offense. Junior linebacker Luke Gigliotti led the team with 8 tackles. And then junior defensive back Caleb Self had one of his best games. So it was great watching him play. He ended the night with 4 tackles, 1 forced fumble, 1 interception, and 3 passes broken up. And he could have had 1 or 2 more interceptions, just, you know, bobble the pass, you know, on the way down. So he definitely had a breakout game for all things considered in terms of his impact for this defense. Army heads into their bye week before they go take on Caldwell to end the regular season. Mansfield couldn't overcome the turnover bug in this one, which, you know, just kept them in bad spots, ultimately kept the game out of reach for the Mountaineers. Sophomore quarterback Kasid Raymond only threw for 85 yards with 5 interceptions. Offensively, you know, Mansfield wide receivers struggled to get open all night. You know, he did throw 5 interceptions, but they were not all, you know, his fault. You know, he's just trying to make things happen back there. And like I said, offensively, wide receivers did not do much to help Raymond in terms of just creating separation, getting open. You know, one of the only great catches of the night came from Eugene Hayes, you know, flying down the middle. And Hayes was knocked, you know, had the wind knocked out of him, it looked like, after that. So didn't have a lot of help from his wide receivers in this one. Despite that, he did, however, have a huge impact on the running game. Raymond was Mansfield's leading rusher. He finished with 136 yards on the ground. An incredible run, you know, midway through the game to, you know, try and give Mansfield some juice. Changed direction 3 or 4 times before he took off, you know, down the sideline. So despite the passing woes, Raymond did generate some offense for Mansfield on the ground. On the defensive side of the ball, sophomore linebacker Gavin Hinman and freshman linebacker Bobby Dell both had 15 tackles apiece, you know, tried to keep things close for Mansfield. And senior linebacker Matt Robert, one of the usual suspects for Mansfield, he had 10 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and 1 sack. Mansfield hits the road again for the 2nd week in a row to go take on Penn in Philadelphia. So that is the end of our CSFL action. Now we're going to pick up from the MSFL. So first game of Saturday afternoon was Midway versus Bellarmine. Bellarmine won this one 49-31. My player of the game was freshman running back Brendan Reed. He finished with 232 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 receptions, 24 yards, 1 touchdown. Also had some tackles in there on the defensive side of the ball as well. The Bellarmine offense was firing on all cylinders in this one, putting up the most points they have all season. Freshman quarterback Dylan Goff threw for a career high 209 yards with three touchdowns to just one interception. Goff had a couple of beautiful passes, pushing the ball downfield deep to his receivers throughout the game. So it was definitely nice to, you know, see the quarterback continue to grow. And, you know, I can always appreciate a beautiful ball, you know, when you're pushing it down the field. Didn't have the greatest completion percentage, but he completed passes when he needed to, you know, which ultimately turned into touchdowns. Again, freshman running back Brennan Reed, who has been an absolute monster in the MSFL this year, the workhorse for Bellarmine, did it, you know, yet again, three total touchdowns, 230-plus offensive yards, just absolutely incredible for the young man. He's going to be on a short list for MVP of the MSFL. Offensive player, whatever the case may be, he's definitely going to be on the short list for some of the accolades that we have over here at the CSFL Hub. Just hard runner, has some juice, you know, not the fastest guy in the league, but definitely is going to be able to put some pressure on your secondary once he gets to the second level of the defense, third level of the defense. It's just every time I turn on a Bellarmine game, I have fun watching him play football. So definitely one of the better players and more exciting players to watch in the MSFL. You know, not to be outdone, senior running back Devin Hendricks, he had 100 yards on the day. He had 104 rushing yards with two touchdowns of his own. So the duo combined for 336 rushing yards and four rushing touchdowns, five total touchdowns between the pair. So definitely one of the more dynamic pairs in terms of running the rock in the MSFL. And to have the dichotomy of having a freshman in Reed but a senior in Hendricks is definitely proven to be a successful recipe for the Bellarmine offense. Freshman athlete Tavius Francis showed how versatile he can be. He led the team in receiving yards with 98 yards. He also had one touchdown. He also came up with an interception on the defensive side of the ball. Francis has been one of Bellarmine's better defensive players, but he threw his offensive hat on today and was the most impressive receiver for Bellarmine on the afternoon. Freshman defensive lineman Royce Hall did great up front. He added six tackles, two tackles for loss, and one sack. Hall's been one of the Bellarmine's consistent defensive linemen, so it's good to see him continue the success that he's had throughout the season. Bellarmine hits the road next week for a crucial matchup against Camulet College of St. Joseph. Midway kept it close in this game. Every time Bellarmine scored, it feels like Midway scored. There was like a three or four touchdown stretch where it was the first or second play of the drive. Each respective team scored to, you know, just keep it within a one-score game or a two-score game. But ultimately, Midway started to fade late in the game, and Bellarmine closed it out. Freshman quarterback DJ Palmer had one of the best games of his young career. He finished with 140 passing yards, two passing touchdowns, added 62 yards, and one rushing touchdown with no interceptions. So definitely a consistent, productive day for the young quarterback Palmer. You know, Midway has had some quarterback woes from Palmer, from some other guys, but definitely proved that he's potentially capable of handling the job. They just ultimately did not get it done today. Freshman running back Caden Perez led the team with 73 rushing yards. He also added one rushing touchdown. And the most impressive guys for Midway have been two of the most impressive guys for them all season. Freshman wide receivers Jashawn Lee and Penther Alphonse. Anytime you watch a Midway game, your eyes are always drawn to these two. These two always pop off the tape, pop off the screen. Fast, athletic. Sean Lee, his one touchdown looked like it was a hitch, you know, wasn't anything more than 5 or 6 yards. Took it outside up the sideline for 60 yards. The bulk of the 60 yards was, you know, him putting the work in. So definitely just showed you how fast he can be. Kind of is like a jitterbug once he gets the rock in his hands. And Alphonse has been Midway's most consistent offensive player all season. He's also a dynamic return man for them as well. So it's always fun to watch those two play. They combined for 5 receptions, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So one of the more notable wide receiver duos in the MSFL did what they could to keep the game within striking distance. Freshman defensive back Terrace McKinney Jr. Helped to try and keep Midway in the game. The freshman had 5 tackles, one tackle for loss, and one sack. Medway heads back home to end their season versus Quincy as they hope to get their first win of their inaugural season. Next up, we have Font Bond versus Quincy. Quincy won this one 35-6. My player of the game is senior athlete Taylor Klusmeyer. He finished with 275 passing yards, 4 passing touchdowns, and 60 rushing yards. This was the best offensive day for the Quincy offense of the season. Like I said, Klusmeyer had heck of a day, 275 yards in the air with 4 touchdowns. Klusmeyer had transitioned to wide receiver for a few weeks as Quincy, you know, looked to get some different guys, some looks at the quarterback position. But in his return, he was triumphant. Definitely would still list the senior as an athlete type of guy who knows what he'll continue to offer the receiving core. Also is pretty consistent toting the pill himself as a runner. So it'll be interesting to see how Quincy plays this as they head into their last game of the season. Xavier Hinton had a career day. He finished with 7 receptions, 484 yards, and 1 touchdown. So definitely some big, big performances from some Quincy offensive players. On the defensive side of the ball, freshman linebacker Ray Lingard, who's been one of the better linebackers in the MSFL and one of the better players for Quincy on either side of the ball, he had 11 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 1 forced fumble with 1 fumble recovery. Lingard has quickly evolved into one of my favorite players to watch. He's definitely a guy I'm always watching whenever I can catch a Quincy game, and he is one of the better defensive players in the MSFL. Now, Quincy hits the road as they end their season against Midway in Kentucky. Other side of this one, we have Fompon. Fompon struggled after getting their first win of the season last week. They could not capture some of that magic. Freshman athlete Chris Reckel, who transitioned to starting quarterback role, he only threw for 62 yards, 1 touchdown with 2 interceptions. Reckel's another guy who spent some time as wide receiver, you know, gotten some rushes as a running back as well, or some reverses, things like that. Another guy who appears to be the most consistent guy there at quarterback, but, you know, you'll always have to watch out as they head into their last game of the season to see where he lines up at, because he has been one of their more productive offensive players wherever he's lined up at. Freshman running back Darren White, who's led the team in rushing all season, led the team in rushing on the day with 68 yards. White's been one of the most consistent offensive players for the Griffins all season. Hasn't really had some of the huge games like his running back peers in the MSFL who are freshmen, like a Flemings, like a Pereira, like a Reed. But he's been pretty much 40 a pop, you know, 50 a pop these last 5-6 games. So definitely does not go unnoticed. He just hasn't had that huge, 100 plus yard multi-touchdown game yet. But the freshman has been consistently giving production to the Fompon offense. Defensive side of the ball, linebacker Avion Bass led the team with 11 tackles, added 1.5 tackles for loss. But the usually stout Fompon defense gave up, quite a bit of points. I believe that's the most points they've given up all year to the Quincy offense. Fompon is going to finish out their season next week as they look to play spoilers to St. Mary of the Woods College. Our last game of the weekend was Calumet College of St. Joseph playing St. Mary's of the Woods College, CCSJ versus SMWC. CCSJ wins this one 32-27. My player of the game is freshman running back Jonathan Flemings. Freshman finished with 148 rushing yards, 1 touchdown. Also added a reception in there for 3 yards. This was another classic game between these two teams. These two teams definitely have seemed to be the most competitive when playing each other. Bellarmine is also at the top of the league, but both of these games between these two teams, the first one, start the year went into overtime, and this one was ultimately won by a doink field goal, at the end of regulation, just about the end of regulation. St. Mary's had one more crack at it, but that was the final points scored. So another instant classic between these two teams. Freshman quarterback Blaze Cano, decent on the day, 81 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Not his best day. He's had better games, but, you know, it was enough to win the game. You know, the star of the day for CCSJ was undoubtedly Jonathan Flemings, who, again, Flemings, Reed, and Pereira are just absolutely incredible for their teams. You know, each one of them is part of that heartbeat. You know, they're one of the guys who drives the bus for their respective teams, and Flemings for CCSJ and the Crimson Wave has just been amazing all season. And he's one of the guys you have to watch whenever you turn on a MSFL game or a CCSJ game. Flemings should, again, be on the short list for lots of different, you know, accolades in the postseason. On the defensive side of the ball, freshman linebacker Trevor Boosie led the team in tackles with 11, and freshman defensive back Quindarius Davis, whose name I have mentioned before, is an impact guy. He finished with 4 tackles, 1 interception, with 1 pass broken up. CCSJ finishes the regular season at home with a crucial matchup against Bellarmine. I'm not sure how the playoffs are going to go with St. Mary's of the Wood College having a loss. Bellarmine has a loss. And CCSJ has a loss. I think it'll go down to next week. If I'm just guessing off of my head, everybody has one loss. CCSJ will play Fompon. And then St. Mary's of the Woods College will play Bellarmine, both of whom have a loss. Whoever wins that game will probably advance to play CCSJ if CCSJ beats Fompon. But if Bellarmine wins and they have... Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes on. I think next week determines it. I think next week we'll decide. It's a little bit more clear-cut in the CSFL. It's going to go down to Army and Caldwell in the last week of the season. Should Caldwell get a win next week? But even if they lose, I believe the right to go for the North will be determined the last week of the season. This one looks like the same. I think that Bellarmine CCSJ game will basically determine everything about who's going to go. So it'll be interesting ball games taking place next week. Make sure to tune in. As I mentioned, St. Mary's of the Wood College loses their first game of the season. Undefeated streak has ended. Freshman quarterback Brennan Landry probably had his most pedestrian game of the year. Landry only threw for 91 yards. 1 interception, did add 1 rushing score. So definitely being able to hold down a guy who just, you know, 3 weeks ago threw for 430 plus yards. Testament to the CCSJ defense and, you know, the things they could do to him and affect him and to his wide receivers. Freshman running back Patrick Pereira, guy continue to mention, left his imprint on the game. The young running back led the team with 73 rushing yards, added 1 rushing touchdown. Also had 4 receptions for 48 yards, so over 100 all-purpose yards with 1 touchdown. Again, Pereira, Flemings, Reed, just 3 guys who, you know, are all so impressive in the MSFL and are going to be, you know, the type of guys who can really drive the bus for your football team in hopes of, you know, playing, winning football and possibly winning a championship. So definitely always fun to watch Pereira play for the Pomeroys. Finally know how to say that. On the defensive side of the ball, freshman edge defender Travion Jackson, who's been a standout for them all year, led the team in tackles with 8. Also had... He didn't lead the team in tackles. He had 8 tackles, but he also added 2.5 tackles for loss and 1 sack. So St. Mary the Woods College is looking to get things back on track next week versus Fompon. If they end their season with just 1 loss, I believe they will play the winner of the Bellarmine CCSJ game. Because whoever wins that game will also only have 1 loss, whereas the loser would have the 2 losses. So I think it would just go like that. So I think whoever wins CCSJ versus Bellarmine is going to get a shot. And if St. Mary's of the Woods College beats Fompon, I believe they're guaranteed a shot. So it'll be interesting to see how things shake out after next week in the MSFL. So that has been our week 6 review of games. Definitely a lot of good action. Seen some really, really great performances across both leagues. things start winding down. You know, some teams are still looking to right the ship, get as many wins as they can in the year. Some other teams are just trying to sharpen their toolbox to get ready for a what should be an eventful postseason. So I am your host as always, Kyle. Thank you for joining me on the CSFL Hub podcast. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.